The new head of the Department of Veterans Affairs visited a VA hospital in Phoenix Friday, promising to regain veterans' trust. A number of VA hospitals are accused of making patients wait so long to schedule an appointment that some died before they could see a doctor. Employees allegedly covered up the long wait times and gave misleading information about the number of deaths. While the department remains under intense scrutiny, officials at the VA hospital here say it's outperforming many across the country. Robert Beller is director of the Clement J. Zablocki Medical Center. He says it's had capacity issues but has found ways to cope. Beller told Latoya Dennis the center sees an overwhelming majority of patients within 14 days.
We generally are able to get our patients in a timely manner, and when we're not, we've been very liberal and aggressive at getting them non-VA care through the community providers. That presents a different sort of challenge for us because then we have to try to integrate that care with the VA care if they're getting part of their care at the VA and part outside. And we worry about that, so we're trying to hire up so we can do as much within the system as we can.
How would you define a timely manner?
Well, we triage the veteran according to what they need. If it's routine care, and they're willing, they don't need an appointment right away, they may be as much as 30 days or so out. In other cases, if somebody has an acute problem, they come in, they're triaged, and then we assign them to a provider for their care. We've had some areas, some specialties where there have been delays, and we've reached out to those veterans, contacted them, and asked them how they wanted us to proceed about their care. If they wanted care in the community, we provided them care in the community. Those were normally, in our case, for specialty areas such as audiology, where we do have capacity issues. Not enough providers to meet the demand of all the patients that need that service.
When it comes to mental health, I've heard stories, and I believe Aaron Toner, my colleague, did a story on a clinic, non-VA, that popped up to help with mental health issues because people felt as though they weren't being served in a timely manner by the VA.
And we have mental health services available in Milwaukee 24 hours a day. So even at midnight or 2 in the morning in our emergency department, there's a mental health provider available to screen those patients and assist their needs for services. Sometimes people want treatment, ongoing treatment, immediately, and there may be reasons that we don't immediately start that treatment, including provider capacity. But we screen and triage every patient immediately.
Do you have at all a backlog?
Not really. No, we don't have a backlog. I mean, not every patient gets in immediately, but we don't have a huge backlog here. The vast majority of our appointments are within the standards that have been established for the VA.
Why do you think you all are able to be successful in that endeavor in getting the patients in that time frame that's set out and so many others are not?
Long before I came here, this facility where we had capacity issues used non-VA care to address the patient's needs. So we have a long history, more than 7 years, I know, of delivering care in the community when we can't provide it here. So it's just the way we do business, and we've been fortunate to find the resources to be able to do that.
How often does that non-VA care actually happen?
We've had as many as 3,000 patients out on non-VA care. Now we're down under 2,000. We keep working on that. Our goal is to try to only have to use that where it's absolutely necessary. We recently opened a clinic in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And that clinic is growing, and it takes time to get the patients established, and that's our biggest challenge. In the Milwaukee metropolitan area, generally, we get patients in.
I guess I'm wondering on the high end and the low end, how many patients your doctors may see a day?
That's widely variable. If your question is about the standards, you know, versus the community versus the VA, it's not one that's truly comparable because our system is different than the community, like seeing a doctor in an office. We have different staffing. Some of our patients are far more complex. We have very many requirements that we do in screening veterans. You know, all veterans get a suicide screen. Depending on what the veteran presents with and what period of service they have, there are other screens that we have to do. So we don't just push patients through like one might go to a private provider. It's a much different delivery model in the VA.